So it's TC and Cynthia here. We're doing a little sister station type stuff.
That's right.
On Power 96, Kiss Country 99.9. Yep. And we are here with the WWE Raw Women's Champion, yes. Alexa Bliss. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. How are you?
We're doing just fantastic. Huge show tonight at the American Airlines Arena.
Yes.
Huge show was announced last Monday night as well that you're like the staple of, because when you're a champion, you get to be the staple of these things.
That's true.
It is the all women's pay-per-view.
Evolution. Yes,
Evolution.
How excited are you for Evolution? All-female pay-per-view. Which, by the way, I hope they really do it like all-female. Camera crew, ring announcers, referees. I want it all-female.
That'd be awesome. I'm really excited. It'll be really fun.
It is like when you think back to maybe just a decade ago where the females were to today, where you guys are literally killing it out there. I was just showing Tim your jump off the elimination chamber.
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, so the question for that is, I can't go to my house and stand on a ladder to do a light bulb, let alone get ladder matches. How do you prepare yourself for something like that? Or is there no preparing? You just shoot your shot and go for it?
You just kind of just do it. It's one of those things like you're afraid of heights. Yeah, well, get over it. And then you just do it. Yeah, the Elimination Chamber, we didn't even get to see the chamber until that morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was very intimidating.
So was the jump, like, you thought, like, you looked at the chamber, you're like, I got to jump off this thing? Or was it just, like, you were in the moment, I was like, I got to go for it?
It was more of in the moment thing.
Oof.
Because once you get up there, you don't realize how high it is up there.
Yeah, so when you were up there, you were like, oh, crap.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And then after that match, you cut, like, the best promo ever.
Oh my God, yes.
So the question I have is, because you're like the queen of promos, just not male, female, just in general, right?
Yes,
now.
Agreed.
But the question is, do you ever, because if I was on that stage or something like that, do you ever just get the mic and just want to go, well, you know, Mean Gene, or anything like that, like something you grew up saying? Because I would get the urge to do it and it would just come out.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I want to come back and have a job the next day. So.
You know, yeah, gotcha. Totally. You know, I know you're like super busy. We were just talking about your day so far, and that's all great. But I'm going to need more Larry Steve updates, please. Like, what is going on with him?
I was just talking about this in the car. I don't remember the Instagram password for his Instagram.
Reset it.
So many pictures and videos I have to upload. He is the best. He is my heart and soul, but he's also a little jerk. But
is he?
Yeah, because pigs are stubborn.
Oh, okay.
They're very stubborn. Like, the other day I filmed him having a temper tantrum from the very beginning to the end, because I sensed one was coming.
Right.
He really wanted some carrots, but he had already eaten.
How does a pig temper tantrum happen?
So he'll...
Yeah, what's the noise?
He makes like monkey noises. So I call him my little monkey because he makes monkey noises. They're literally like ooh, ah, ah noises. And, so he'll push you at first with his nose, and then it gets a little more aggressive, and then he'll just start yelling at you. And then when you like stand your ground, he'll turn and pout. He won't look at you. He'll just pout.
He's like, just give me the carrots. Just can you please? I'm here. Give me the carrots.
Yeah.
I love the pig. It's adorable. I wish I could have one, but we're in Miami and that's never going to happen. But adorable. I need more Larry Steve updates. So it's crazy, TC, that she's only been on the main stage for 2 years now. You're 3-time Raw Women's Champion.
Main roster. Yes. Main stage.
Main stage.
We'll edit that.
We'll edit the main stage part. The main stage. Coming to the stage. Alexa Bliss. 3-time.
Doesn't help either. Yeah,
3-time Raw Women's Champion. SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yes.
Money in the Bank. Miss Money in the Bank.
Yes.
2 years. All of that in 2 years. If you were to tell Alexa Bliss, who, when she came out in NXT, was blowing glitter on the rampway,
oh God,
what would you tell her, your advice today, what would you tell her back then?
Well, first off, stop wearing the tutu.
Yeah, the tutu was pretty, yeah, you know.
It was a little much.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I remember back then, the tutu thing and glitter thing was basically just kind of a last minute decision. I was thrown into the tournament because Paige had vacated the title.
Right.
And they were asking me, they were like, oh, so you're going to debut tomorrow? And I was like, okay. They're like, what's your character? And I was like, I don't have one. And they're like, what did you do in your last promo class? I was like, I wore a tutu and blue glitter. Like, great, do that tomorrow. And then I was stuck with that for like a year. And then I debuted, and then I just wasn't used. And so, like, I was very frustrated. And I was very, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my job.
Right.
I'm not being used. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And so I'd probably go back and tell myself that it's a process, you know, like, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and stick with it and love the process because it's gonna work out.
Well, that's a perfect segue to my next question, which is Disney fan. I know you're a huge Disney fan. So speaking of process, not marathon, random question.
Yes.
Why is the Peter Pan ride always the longest line at
right?
Walt Disney?
Like, I have always. The Disney app, and it's always like 105 minutes.
No,
what's great about it?
Yeah, you know
what
I mean? Nothing.
Like, it's just there.
I don't think I've ever stood in line for Peter Pan, so I don't know.
It's just like the Winnie the Pooh ride, and that's never busy.
No.
It's the same thing. You literally get into a little boat, and it tells you the story of Peter Pan. But for some reason, mm-hmm. it has longer rides than Space Mountain.
Always.
And the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, like all the new stuff.
Yeah.
Peter Pan always has like a 200-minute wait for mm-hmm. no reason. So if I'm standing in line for that ride, I better really be flying on pixie dust. You know
I agree.
I mean?
Like, agreed. Agreed
like,
on that
it's
one.
So
not,
long.
Not worth it. Does it work though when you go in? Do you have to wait in the Peter Pan line? That's the question.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do.
Yeah.
Because I tell people I'm Alexa Bliss, and
it doesn't help
to get on that ride. Raw tonight, the American Airlines Arena tickets still on sale.
Yes, they are.
You can get them right now.
Alexa Bliss is gonna have a real problem tonight.
Well,
I'm just saying,
is the night that Ronda's suspension is lifted. But she should be suspended indefinitely because she is clearly loose cannon who has no respect for authority. That's all I'm saying. Not saying I've always respected authority
in
my 2 years I've been on the main roster. But I don't go throwing people through tables and stuff and hurting Kurt.
You've hit people with kendo sticks.
Yeah, but that's allowed.
You've point taken. Point taken. She's got me there. You are going to face Ronda Rousey at SummerSlam.
Yes.
How insane is that to say in a sentence? Like, compared to, obviously, your past 2 years have been insane as it is, but now you're going to face an MMA legend.
It's exciting. It's very exciting. You know, I'm really excited to have Ronda here, you know, despite our last few months we've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just what our women's evolution needs, you know, something different, something new. And I've always said that, you know, if anyone can legitimize anyone who's on the fence about WWE,
right.
it's her because, you know, people have so much respect for Ronda and for any, like, this top line athlete still has the struggle of mm-hmm. doing what we do. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like that's showing her training, showing her adapting and having to work really hard to do what we do,
I think
just legitimizes what we do even more. Because, you know, sometimes people have that stigma about WWE mm-hmm. and their own thoughts about it. So when you see these former NFL players, you know, MMA fighters, UFC, you know, all these people from different mm-hmm. backgrounds, top-of-the-line athletes, still having to train even harder to do what we do, it's awesome.
Well, that's a good point, too, train even harder, because MMA schedules, you see maybe two fights a year.
Maybe.
MMA. Not that they're not training. But you guys...
And we're lucky to have 2 days off.
Exactly.
It's
insane.
So this, I actually think, is a lot harder for someone to have to come to. We work with professional athletes here and talk about that schedule that's rigorous.
Yeah.
No off season, no anything.
Yeah, I always say I live on caffeine and concealer.
Girl, because I don't know how you guys do. As a female traveling, like, is there a part of traveling that you wish would not be a part of the travel? Like, where to be, like, you know, packing the 7 suitcases because you're going to go on a month trip. Like,
I think it's the packing all the makeup.
Right?
Because
you guys always
have
to be on.
I have, because I hate wearing makeup every day.
Same.
So it's the worst. Like, my face breaks out really bad from it. So
yeah.
I always, when I'm home, like, I'm messy bun, no makeup, Uber Eats.
You know,
like, the whole thing. Like,
that was my weekend.
I do not move. And I think it's the makeup because I'm that person, too. I'll buy, like, one big palette for one color. You don't know what
me.
I'm
no, about. No, I'm the same way with you. Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah, yeah.
These palettes and everything. Yeah. So my makeup bag is probably heavier than the title. And
right.
I don't use it all, but I like knowing that it's there.
No, I have a lot. Like, I don't know how to do any of the, you know, the highlights and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know, but I have it.
Yeah.
It's just there.
You like the option.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it, but, it, you know, it's there at least. Speaking of gaming, because TC's a big game head, and he brought me a question that I was just like, huh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Growing up, we're like, when we play our games, we like to create our own characters.
Right.
What's it like you actually get to open up a game and you're already there?
It's pretty cool. I remember the first time I realized I was so bad at WWE 2K18. I was playing up, up, down, down, and I got to play as myself, and it was really cool. And I'm terrible at it.
You're terrible.
I'm terrible. I don't know. I just kept pushing buttons because I just didn't know how to do it.
You're like, I don't know the cheat codes. This is pretty difficult.
I
mean, yeah.
But it's really cool because, you know, I used to play Murphy. He would play as himself and I'd play myself. We'd like wrestle each other and he won. But it's still really cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's really, really cool to be in a video game, be an action figure, be a Barbie doll. Like, yeah. That's cool. Like,
that's pretty awesome.
It's really awesome.
That's pretty surreal. Totally. I feel like for me, like, I would be like, this is weird. I get to choose myself instead of building this pretend character. That's pretty awesome. But Monday Night Raw is in town tonight, American Airlines Arena. It's got a big, 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 big lineup, but it's going to be interesting to see you and Rhonda tonight. I don't know, Tim. Tim, nope. who do you got in this fight?
Well, they always do it big in Miami when they come down here.
Of course they do.
You know what? I have to say, I think you're going to take her because of the travel and the schedule and because you're here
I'm
right
already
now.
Adapted to it.
That's true. You do have the upper leg on that. Yep. That's true.
I'm in my natural habitat.
So Alexa Bliss, from Raw Women's Champion, WWE, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.